This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, time for the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of News Talk professionals like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. He's here from his podcast. He was let out of the cage to get here to do this program. There's a special cage that he has that he's designed for himself, for the evil thoughts that he has, to protect him from everybody else.
Pretty profound. Yeah, pretty profound observation.
Very profound, yes. All right, so Joe's here, Victoria's here, Jennifer is here. We're at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for the week of March 26th to the 30th. I'm always happy to remind Jennifer, we've come to the end of the road, Jennifer. We've come to the end of the month.
Gotta appreciate your life, Dougie. I feel like you're in a prison.
Hopefully, we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's the end of the Final Four. Does anybody know, and this will change, this program is heard all through the weekend, so as far as the way, this has been very disruptive. These teams have not respected any of the things that have been predicted. It's been very unpredictable, has it not, for the whole season? Or as we get down to the end?
Well, I think Loyola for sure was the big shocker. I don't think anybody predicted that Loyola would be in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there
you go.
They've got Sister Jean on their side. That's right.
Right.
And the Lord.
Can Jesus be far behind?
That's right.
Especially on Easter weekend. Okay, so that's number 10. Well, actually, Sports Talk Radio stuff is always at number 10. Openers for Major League Baseball, all the teams played on Thursday.
So going to kick your butt this year. I'm looking so forward to this.
Totally.
To whom are you?
I am looking. But
doesn't matter.
I'm talking to you. Really, you know, that is also profound. I'm like,
Jennifer,
it doesn't matter.
Both Jennifer and Joe are in Los Angeles. So what is there about the L.A. teams that's going to kick everybody else's butt?
I'm not talking about L.A. Jennifer thinks I'm talking about the Dodgers.
About New York?
I'm talking about the Yankees.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am.
The Yankees are looking really good. They've got Giancarlo Stanton. They've got a lot going for them this year.
Two home runs opening day.
But
are you kidding?
Don't you think it's
going to be bad, Doug? It's going to be bad.
The profound statement is we're going to kick your butts and we're going all the way. That's what the reason I say it doesn't matter the team, it's because every baseball fan has that sense of optimism on opening day.
But I know the Red Sox are going to win because they've got Tom Brady on their side.
Oh, please. Yep. The Red Sox are washed up.
Didn't they lose in their first game?
Excuse me. Who asked you?
Look, losing in your first game doesn't always matter, Kara.
Right. Yeah.
The Dodgers lost yesterday.
The Dodgers lost as well. So kiss them goodbye as well. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, this is something kind of out of the blue, and I'm going to defer to Joe and perhaps Jen. Well, everybody may know this. I'm not a Laura Ingraham fan. So I don't know, but she's been at it with one of the students from Parkland High School. And why is that? I mean, I did see a post that suggested that she ought to grow up, she being Laura, but I'm not sure what else is going on. Who's on top of that?
I am.
Well,
she apologized because
all the advertisers threatened
people. Yeah, you know what? I ignored this on the Evil Thoughts podcast this week. That's why I'm glad you brought it up, because I looked into it. Initially, I thought, oh, wow, she's very acerbic, and you know, I'm sort of on hog side, even though I don't like him. Then I looked at what he had said, and he was talking to TMZ. I think it's a battle of egos, first of all. I think he's out of control. He thinks he's 17, but he thinks he's 37 and has a big career going on. He was talking.
How do you
TMZ
know that?
He was talking
Wait a minute.
Because of his comments.
Really?
Because of his comments to TMZ. Because of what he said to TMZ. That's why.
He's like Ben Shapiro. Who sounds like Ben Shapiro?
Right. He thinks he's right. Here's the thing. He was talking to TMZ, and he was saying, "Hey, you know, I didn't get into UCLA or the UC system in California, and it's a bummer. And, you know, he had a pretty good GPA, too. He had a 4.1 or a 4.2. But then he went on to say, he was complaining about it, saying, look, we, you know, there's a lot of people applying to colleges and stuff, but some of us, basically what he was saying, are important people, and we're somebody, and these colleges ought to be accepting us. And if you don't accept us, we're changing the world anyway, because I'm David Hogg. And there's where I read that and I went, okay, you think you're somebody and you're, you know, you're sort of somebody, but don't be talking like that at 17 like you're some big shot. So she went after him. Then he turned around and went after her advertisers. So I give him, I gave him some credit, but now I'm 60-40. I give her 60, I give him 40, because his ego is way out of control. Hers is too, but he's right. Even more out of
okay.
control.
Okay, so here's the catty part of this, and the ladies can all chime in on this. There's a thing that goes on in my read. I'm a little too inside, perhaps, because I've been an insider for a long time and I know all of these people, and maybe I should keep this to myself, but I see there's sort of a triple play here in egos, not only of Laura Ingraham but Dana Lash and Ann Coulter, and who is the female on top of the heap when it comes to comments and being more conservative or more pro-NRA or whatever it is. Am I right, wrong,
no,
am I stretching?
No, you're a jerk. You are Thank such you. A jerk. This actually infuriates me that you, my friend, the guy that I love like family, would actually suggest this. I don't hear you saying that about Rush Limbaugh
I didn't
or
say
Sean
that.
Hannity.
I'm just saying that I think that
sexist, misogynist.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to a woman, you know, women are doing the same thing that men are trying to do, or men are doing in talk radio, and when they do it, they get called out as egomaniacs. Of course they're egomaniacs. So are the men in talk radio. It's breaking news. People that want to go into the entertainment business and have found some level of notoriety are going to be egomaniacs, but I don't think that's special to
you
them.
You think I'm an egomaniac?
Women. Totally. Okay.
Bobby, name a president who hasn't been. Name a successful president who hasn't been an egomaniac.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait just a minute. So Don Im has finished his career this past week, and he said he was
Speaking
the greatest broadcaster that ever. He was the best talk show host that ever existed, better than anybody else, and he really believed it. So maybe it's something in the water or the air.
Look, it's not a bad thing. You don't want to go on the radio and sound like you don't think that you're the greatest thing, or that you don't think that your point of view is the greatest. You have to believe in yourself to sell it. So I can't I can't fault him for that, but I do think it's kind of a funny statement.
What was it, Victoria, the listener said about you this week? That is there anything that doesn't offend her?
Yeah, and I said I was offended by that question.
So, do we, as a congregant here, or a congregation, we are congregants in a congregation, do we all have to have big egos in order to exist here? Does Jennifer have a large ego? Does Victoria have a large ego? Do I have?
You know
does
what?
Joe have?
I don't think that we do, actually. I don't think so.
I think you have to have a healthy ego, but I don't know whether that means large. But
right.
if you
don't
have a healthy
to be a
ego,
jerk. Yeah.
And you
and
think
I think
I'm
actually,
a
no, and I don't
jerk.
Think you're a jerk, and you know that. I love you.
I know, yes.
I like to have fun with you.
Right. I like the way they put it, Doug. You know, Doug, you don't have to be a jerk. That's okay.
Well,
yeah,
I think
you.
There's a difference between a healthy ego and an overinflated ego. Now, some of these
right.
people do have overinflated egos. And
well, thus the comment about Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, and Dana Lash.
No, but I'm saying David Hogg is more
well,
Hogg
too.
Than everybody
and I'm
else.
Just reading into him. I don't pay much. I haven't paid much attention to all these the kids,
he's
frankly.
Wild,
I just have put it off because the whole thing, the back and forth and the reality, this it actually, I don't know if shock is the right word for it, but there's something about this that I have found very disturbing, how
well,
the kids were put into a position. Yeah, I suppose.
The kids were put into a position, but some are capitalizing on it. In fact, some of them are considering skipping college because they think that they want to ride the level of fame that they found in front of the TV cameras. I would say this.
Is Hogg one of them?
Well, I think Hogg and Laura Ingraham.
Oh, heck yes.
Yes. But I think between the two of them, what good is coming out of this? What good is calling for a boycott of her, and what good on her side is calling him out?
So
how does this help the issue?
Distorted. It's not right. It doesn't fix
anything.
It's
just a distraction. Yeah. And he's using that, and she's using it, of course, to boost. Both of them are using it together to boost their celebrity. Laura Ingraham was trending all day on Twitter yesterday.
On the left and the right have used this. The names that some people have called and referenced these kids at the school. And then that's on the right, some of the horrible things that have been in social media about some of these kids. And then the background, the turning it around, the kids sort of have come out of this in a predictably liberal sort of way. At least that's what I read between the lines. Well, I don't think there's anything, you're right, that's being accomplished by all of this. So, anyway, that's number 9 on our countdown. We're going to work our way toward number 1 over the next 40 minutes or so and see what we can come up with comments from Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, 17 after the hour. If you're in the hiring mode, this is both a mode and a mood. If you need somebody really good, like now Jennifer has just called me a jerk, I guess I should be looking for someone to replace her. I wonder if I can find that person on ZipRecruiter.com. I'll have to look into that. Posting, of course, I'm not going to do that. Only teasing. But it's listen, sometimes there are people that work for you that you don't like, and they don't do a good job, so you got to fire them. And then you have to find good people to replace those that didn't cut it. And so not to make mistakes, it's tough to hire. It really is to know in an interview or just looking over a resume or getting a vibe from somebody over a short period of time how this person is going to fit into your company. Well, ZipRecruiter has smart matching technology, and boy, does this stuff work. It will not only take the strengths of the things that are posted on the job boards by you, you're the one who has to put yourself out there with your resume, post it on a job board, and then ZipRecruiter's technology will find you and your resume, and they'll submit that information to somebody who's looking for someone just like you. That's how the smart matching technology works. Unlike any other company that does this, it's so quick, it's easy. They give you a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post to help you identify the most qualified candidates. You don't have to waste a lot of time sorting through a stack of resumes to find the perfect fit. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free the first time around. Yep. Free, ZipRecruiter free, use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's going on in News Talk Radio? The News Talk Radio Review, our radio review of the egomaniacs of the week, including Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, and all the news of Talk Radio from this past week is all at talkers.com. The discussion of what's going on in school could be amended by the story of the ex-high school teacher who left school to have a baby with a teenage student of hers. She's 37, he's 17. What a wonderful world we...
Isn't that gross?
Are you offended by that? You
are. Yes.
I am offended by that.
You know, number eight. Right. Well, go ahead, Joe. You want to have... Were you in school? Go ahead, say that.
Well, that's, no, you know what? I always think that when I hear people say that, there's always the guy that says, "Where was she when I was in school?" But then again, you know, as a dad, I go, "That's, you know, to me, I'd still be mad at the teacher because that's not your right. That's my kid, and you must die." Okay, the end. Did it? That's what I would say.
All right, thank you, Joe. Next,
so welcome.
Number eight. This is something for Jennifer, who had to leave us. California and the Sanctuary Cities issue, but you're in Los Angeles. I don't happen to be, as we broadcast this week, I'm on the East Coast, but you're there, and I'm sure that you have something to say, Joe, about all of this. The Sanctuary City, Orange County, seems to be in a collective. We're not doing this. And more of these cities around the state are saying, "What the hell are you guys doing up in Sacramento?" And that's a good question. So what's your read on it?
Oh, you're talking to me.
I am. You're Joe.
I think
you're
it's,
the
I,
only Joe
I think
here,
it's,
so
it's
yeah.
Joe.
Oh, I thought you were asking Jennifer. I'm all for it. I like the fact that they're pushing back. And this is weird that it's actually in California that anybody would do this. And it's kind of quaint that you would even think that about Orange County, because back in the day, you would expect that in Orange County. And today, you know, think so many things have changed in Orange County, California, that it's somewhat, it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. There's actually a resistance in a heartbeat. It's kind of neat to see that things have changed in California over the years. So I love it, and I hope that the lawsuits go forward. And my big thing is,
I cannot imagine the people think anybody who's right-headed thinks that having sanctuary cities. Victoria, you have an approach that is a little left of center. Joe's a little right of center. But you, when we've had any number of conversations about this, say you think it's crazy. I don't understand.
I do. I don't understand it.
Well, I don't either. Where
I'm in New York City.
I
don't understand it. I understand not just kicking every immigrant out of the country. Of course, I'm not for that. I think the wall is stupid, and it's a waste of money. But beyond that, though, the sanctuary city thing, I really don't understand what that argument is. Like, how do you make the argument in favor of it?
I'm on your side, but I at least I can articulate the argument. And they were even saying the same thing this week. There was a similar story that was out about the United States Census, and they want to ask people on the census, are you a United States citizen?
Right,
they were
right.
using the people that hate it use the same argument. You don't want to freak people out. In other words, I don't want to ask you if you're a citizen because then you won't fill out the paperwork, and we need the paperwork. It's the same thing in sanctuary cities. We're not gonna bust you if you're an illegal immigrant because then you won't call 911 and if there's a problem, you'll think the cops are going to deport you, so you won't even call the police, and we need you to call the police. I think this is a stupid attitude, and that's the thinking, though, that people...
But who thinks like... What kind of person actually
thinks that
this makes sense?
Yeah, but lefties in California think it makes sense. Are you kidding me, Doug? This is their argument. They've been using it for years. I hate it. I'm with you. I think it's stupid.
I don't get it.
I don't know who they're serving. I mean,
that's my point, Joe. That's what I'm with you on.
Right, exactly.
I don't get that. I don't really understand who. It's very frustrating. I don't fully get it. I really
don't. Kind of crazy. All right, 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen.
In today's automotive news at a press conference at their Detroit headquarters, Ford, who are currently the number two in hybrid sales, say that they will surpass Toyota to become the number one by 2021. Ford are expected to put hybrid powertrains in many of their future vehicles. In other significant news, Ford will also produce a GT500 Mustang and Explorer ST. They will have a four-door Mustang electric utility vehicle, and Lincoln will get six SUVs in total. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care, Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy from Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan from New York. Kara Schillen is in Washington, and we are here to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. We've gone from number 10, which is Sports Talk Radio Focus, Parkland thing at number 9, number 8, Sanctuary Cities, number 7. It's very interesting to see this. It isn't often that a television program becomes the subject of this much focus. But because 19 million people this past week watched the reboot of Roseanne, that has become a large topic. And I saw something in one of the trades yesterday, I think it was the NAB Daily that I look at, National Association of Broadcasters, that attributed the strength or the desire of people to see Roseanne because there are a lot of folks who are right of center who want, she's a Trump supporter and unabashed, and there are a lot of jokes about that in the show, apparently. But it was so strong that NBC, ABC, where is that show?
ABC.
Is going to run it again on Sunday night. So the reality is that they say, the NAB review said, or the reviewer said, that this seems to prove, or at least the thinking is, that there are people who want to watch a show on TV, a comedy, that isn't aimed at the left. And that's why there's this much support. Anybody agree, disagree with that? Did you watch the show? Who thought what of the show?
I never liked Roseanne's show. I just never liked the show when it was on the first time, so I didn't bother. But I do think that, you know, I have to call out the hypocrisy here. Now that there's a pro-Trump sitcom, it's okay. But when Will and Grace came out and literally made, like, a few jokes about losing the election, it was, everybody on the right was up in arms and boycotting Will and Grace.
What did you expect?
It was this whole celebrated because there's a pro-Trump show.
Yeah, of course. That's the way they think. I understand this completely. I'm not offended by it. I think it makes sense.
But what I'm saying is, why was it not okay for Will and Grace to make political jokes, but it is okay for Roseanne?
Victoria.
There
is so much hypocrisy on both sides, it's laughable. People take it's like, the woman, we're talking about what offends you. I'm offended. You're offended. Everybody's. If McFadden were here, he'd say, everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. And that's true. And it's fostered by the attitude of the politicians and the people that work in Washington, and it just spreads. So that nobody has any time, any place, any interest in something that doesn't agree with their philosophy. I have no interest in watching Roseanne. I never liked her either. But I do like John Goodman, and I happen to think that it's a very interesting play that they could bring back something after all these years, put every single member of the cast back in play, and have this kind of support for it. Is it or isn't it a thing about Trump? I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I mean, I watched the show, and I'm like you guys. I never really liked it the first time, and this time I was like, whatever, you know. And then I watched the show. I think it's interesting because it brings up issues, and I think it does pro and con very well. I think it actually gives voice to the Trump side, which is what amazes me, because the character that plays Jackie, Roseanne's sister on the show, is totally lefty, and she's got one of those pink hats on and a nasty woman T-shirt and all of that. And it's all, I think, pretty equal. What I thought was interesting is listening to the co-executive producer, Bruce Rasmussen, who was talking about the genesis of the show, and he was talking about a writer, Dave Kaplan, and he said, we were two of the people that had at least understood that there are people who voted for, you know, evil Trump, who aren't misogynist and racist, and who felt betrayed by other administrations. So the light bulb had gone off in their heads. They're shocked that there is actually real people that support evil Trump, and they're going to try to capitalize on it. And again, I just want to wrap up this little wrap by saying I thought it was balanced on the show. You know, there'd be sort of a right-wingy kind of comment that Roseanne would voice, and then the sister would do the left-wingy thing, and then John Goodman would do the dad thing with the thing and the this and all of that, because one of the kids on the show wears a skirt and all of that, and so that's an issue. I thought it was very interesting in the light that you were talking about.
Their son is on the show, right?
Well, they don't know whether he's gay or not, but he likes to dress like a woman, and he's like 10, you know, and he has nail polish on. And then John Goodman's character will go, the kid will say to his grandfather, John Goodman, he'll go, wow, that's nice nail polish, Dad. And he'll go, that's drywall dust or something, you know. So he's being the man kind of, he's voicing that,
right.
And the kid is, you know, being himself, whatever that is. And so I think you get the liberal position and the conservative position equally voiced. But what is interesting to me is that there is a right-wing voice. I mean, that to me is amazing, and that they figured it out in Hollywood.
Oh, like, come on. There's plenty of right-wing voices everywhere. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
on sitcoms? On sitcoms?
No, you're right
about
that.
But there's plenty of, not on sitcoms, no. You're right. Will and Grace, I watched the first Will and Grace because I quite liked Deborah Messing, but I didn't like the show. I thought it was way too political. I don't want to.
That was only the first episode.
I know
though.
It was, but I don't want to watch that crap. I want to, that's why, that's the trouble with most what? I think comedy. They're not funny. There was nothing about that. Let's have some good old-fashioned fun. Like somebody throw a dead chicken around the studio or something. I mean,
how about this for the difference? I don't watch Will and Grace, so I may be wrong on this. You might want to correct me on this. What I don't want is the preachy stuff, right? When you're preaching to me and you're being sanctimonious about on Roseanne, and again, I wasn't that big of a fan the first time around. But that it's equally voiced, and it doesn't sound preachy. It's just people kind of fighting because they love each other and his family.
Obnoxious, whatever. But there's stuff there that is it is interesting. I just find it very interesting to listen to the conversation between the two of you, but also to some of my other brethren having this conversation. Some of these people, and I won't name names, are so pious. They just look at one side. They're so blind to the other side. And you're not one of those, Joe. Victoria isn't, although sometimes people think that she is. She's
offended a lot, though. We know that.
Well, yeah, she's offended. But that's
which is actually funny because I'm really not, but that, I think that is funny.
But you see, that's it. That's part of the whole... Thank you for making the point, Victoria. There are people think they know you by listening to a certain conversation on the air. I can't tell you how many times over the decades I've been on the air that people have heard me say one thing and they were offended by it. I know I got yanked off of a radio station in North Carolina about 10 years ago for telling a story that appeared in a magazine about Jesus and prostitutes. And because I even brought it up and gave credit to the source, the fellow at the radio station got 25 calls from listeners, and he told my people, "We're taking the show off. I don't want to get any calls." That shows you how stupid he was, because best thing about having people call the station, hello, that means they're listening. Duh. And yet he didn't want to have any controversy, so that was the end of that. I got a little secret for you, sir. If you don't want controversy, don't have a talk radio station. That's
some good advice.
Put on music of your life if you don't want to get any phone calls.
By that, so
I know you are. And
I do think, just to wrap up the quick Roseanne thing, I think one of the appeals, it'll be interesting to see how the ratings go moving forward. I think there was so much intrigue. She and John Goodman were on Jimmy Kimmel. That drummed up a lot of publicity for it as well. So I think it'll be interesting to see it going forward. But one of the major appeals of the show is, and it just coincides with where Trump won heavily in red states. Those were the states that also had the highest viewership of Roseanne.
That makes the point
said. Yeah, it's all tied in. But I think it's not just Trump. I think that you also don't have a blue-collar show. And there really isn't. We don't have Home Improvement anymore. That was a show that was on when Roseanne was on the first time.
Yeah.
That's gone. So
another
there really
right-wing
isn't
a star.
Right. And so, but there's really nothing else. I'm a New Yorker. I love, and I have a lot of gay friends. So Will and Grace appeals to me on every level. That does not appeal to anybody in the middle of the country. I get that. So, Roseanne has that blue collar, it has that appeal where people see their own lives.
Right. It does to show how divided the country is, Joe.
Add one thing I think that she has a shot here of becoming sort of the new Norman Lear. I was thinking about what show does this kind of remind me of, and I'm thinking about All of the Family. Right, back in the 70s.
That's interesting you said. Yeah. That's,
right.
That's,
And Norman Lear is a notorious, I would assume, Hollywood liberal, but he puts the show on because they were voicing these issues that were important to the country.
He put the show on because it was well written and funny. And did speak to a lot. He's very liberal, but yet many of the shows that he did took that point of view because there's humor in both sides, or at least there used to be. There isn't anymore because people are so obsessed with being right. And I don't mean right of center. I'm right, you're wrong. And it's becoming intolerable almost. All right, 44 past the hour. Here's something that's good. Well, I don't know if this is good or not. Joe, when's the last time you Googled yourself?
Oh, I'm afraid to.
What?
I'm afraid I'm going to find out.
All right. Well, there you go. Jennifer, I was thinking Victoria. When's the last time you Googled yourself?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't do that.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of, we do in this business because you want to make sure, I don't know, if you even make sure that there is.
If I owned a business, I'll clarify. Yeah. If I owned a business, I would absolutely be Googling my business probably every day or at least a few times a week. Yeah, because that's important to know what people are saying about your company, your customer service, things like that. That's very important.
All right, so thank you for bringing us around to that, because what I want to relate here in the next 60 seconds is how, as Victoria suggested, you not be a victim of things that are not true. People will say about your business, sometimes about you, things that are not true just because, and this is the era of it, look at all the stuff we're talking about here, things that are said on social media that are just not true. And if you've got a business, you don't want that stuff online. It's not good for business. So my suggestion is you check out Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy. Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender, the leader in making the web safe and better and clean. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy is aimed at information that can be scrubbed clean from online searches. So that's why I ask, and Victoria brought a good focus around to it. If you have a small business, then you need to protect yourself, because people will go on to Yelp, or they'll even go onto your Facebook page or your website and say, you know what, this stuff stinks at this store. And so, and it's, nine times out of ten, it's not true. Somebody just has had a bad experience. So, you need to be checking what people are saying about you, and this is the way to do it in a very inexpensive way. It's very affordable. Call 844-432-4886 for a Reputation Defender. 844-432-4886. Ensure that you and your personal information, your public information, is safe and correct. Make that call to Reputation Defender for their executive privacy special. 844-432-4882. Packages designed just for you. If you tell them, use the code the DJV, and you'll get a package that will be even less expensive than what others. You can call 844-432-4882 to explore it for you and your business, Reputation Defender.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
All right, last couple of minutes here, we focus, as usual, we kind of roll all the Trump stuff together on the countdown. The approval ratings for Trump appear to be up this week. Stormy Daniels is helping to bring him down, so to speak. Yeah, right. And then the Russia investigation with Trump and all of this. Ay, ay, ay. So what new observations, Joe, do you have about all of this? 30 seconds.
Well, I think the Stormy Daniels thing, I think at some point they're going to overplay their hand. I think they have, and I think people are...
We lost that.
Lost Joe.
See you later.
I think, Victoria, your turn. I kind of feel like I know what Joe is saying, and I think he's right. The Stormy Daniels thing, this is only just making Trump supporters feel even more strongly in their support of him. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's really going to come of this. Trump's not going to go to jail because he had sex with a porn star, you know?
No. And he's not going to go to jail because of the Russia investigation either. I think that's going to go down.
Son-in-law might, but...
Well, maybe somebody in... Yeah. Not going to go to jail, but there are consequences because there's something going on with somebody there. But they're not going to hang Trump on this. As much as they're trying to hang him, he will not get hung on this.
No, I don't think so.
And so those people who are trying to turn this into... the way to make a Democratic landslide happen in the fall elections, I think, need to come up with a better way of doing it, because this isn't going to get him. He's not Teflon, But I think that there's other stuff going on that's more important than this. 10 minutes for the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Obviously a digitally enhanced version of the theme from Ten Commandments, because when the Ten Commandments came out, it was mono. It didn't have stereo and anything. And it sounds almost, when you listen to this Chuck Curry, our movie man, that it may have influenced John Williams. It sounds a little bit like the Star Wars theme. Do you pick up pieces of that listening to this? Listen for a second.
It's by a composer named Elmore Bernstein, who also did the score
Elmer.
The Great Escape.
Elmer.
This is
Elmer.
One of the greatest scores of all time. One of the greatest films of all time. And I believe it's going to air again tomorrow night on ABC, Easter. As long as I can remember, since I was a little kid.
Moses says, "Let my people go!" All right, go ahead, Chuck.
I've never seen this movie.
Haven't you?
Oh, no.
Doug.
You'd remember.
Doug, can you believe that?
Never seen the Ten Commandments? Yeah, you should see it.
Starts at 7 o'clock on your TV when you watch it. It starts at, I believe it's 8, 9, 10. No, it starts at 8, ends at 11:40. It is a long watch.
Wow.
I've done a couple revivals on the big screen. One, the high-definition transfer is incredible, but it is, I think, of all the religious theme movies, this is as good, if not the best. Came out in 1956. And there's no actor, I don't think, who has more unique star power than Charlton Heston. Would you agree or not, Doug?
I had lunch with his PR person this past week, and they're great stories about
Charlton. He's still alive?
Heston. Charlton Heston is alive. Was his PR agent.
Oh, okay.
When he was alive. and no, he's gone. I think he died a couple of years ago. I mean, he had dementia the last couple of years of
his life. He did.
Yeah.
He did. But this part of his career, he did a lot of the religious epic Ten Commandments. Then he bounced when he got a little bit old, like 49, 50, bounced into the sci-fi realm with the Omega Man, Soylent Green, Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, and then he bounced into the disaster genre with Earthquake and Airport 75. Charlton Heston is one of my top five all-time favorite actors, and an amazing screen presence.
Yep. And in the story of his life, he tells us what he had to do. He had to go through, in order to become someone that the people in Washington, this is a Freudian slip because it's probably the same thing in Washington, people in Hollywood pay attention to him. He had to pull a few sexual favors that weren't to his liking.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
with men or women?
That's true. Men.
Whoa.
So we talk about the casting couch and the Weinsteins.
Can we talk about the Ten Commandments, please?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, please. Keep going.
What else is there? This is as long as the movie itself.
It was just very interesting. And a total left turn and unexpected.
What? We could talk about...
No, that story you just told.
Charlton Heston's sex life?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Very much. Okay. Let's go back to what's going on this weekend. What do we have that we were talking earlier about Steven Spielberg's movie that nobody seems to quite understand. So what's the prospects for that? You said 40 mil, I think, right?
Yeah, it's tracking around a $40 million four-day opening. Opened actually Wednesday night. But I do believe, I'm very confident that word of mouth on this film is going to be very positive, and this movie is going to have legs. I think it's well worth seeing on the big screen. Tyler Perry has a movie coming out, Tyler Perry's Acrimony. I don't really
that
know
looks good.
What it's
with Taraji
about.
Henson.
That's Taraji Henson playing the tough guy, yeah. Right.
Okay.
She playing against type? Is she playing against type, do you think, in that? She's played a lot of likable. I first knew her when she was on Person of Interest. That's where she came into focus for me. And she was a very likable character there. Some of the things she's done lately, even if you look at her in Empire, she doesn't come across as, at least the character she's playing, is likable. Is that? She was very likable.
She's a very good actress, but I don't watch Empire, and I'm not going to go see this movie. You know, I read an interesting article. What do you think of this? You know, we always talk about how movies make money. There was an article, I think, in the Hollywood Reporter talking about some of the bigger losses in 2017. The movie Geostorm lost Warner Brothers $71 million. The Good Wall with Matt Damon, which was backed by Chinese money, was a $75 million loss. The Promise with Christian Bale lost $102 million. And Warner Brothers' King Arthur, Doug, lost the studio $152 million.
That doesn't surprise me.
They don't all make money.
Awful.
That's the point. They don't.
Right. No, they don't.
You know, there is a dice roll when you make a movie. Some hit big and some hit pretty bad.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, you've done a great job and a great service to humanity by being here. Thank you. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.